interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, you had the elephant roaming the streets of Butte, Montana earlier this morning. There's an elephant seal out on the beach in Victoria. Emerson the elephant seal. And they're saying he may be getting too famous for his own good. See, the elephant seals, they come in and they do their molting thing and they flop on the beach, and this is that time of year and stuff. And then people start getting, they want selfies and they want to get close to it and all that. And they say Emerson is getting too famous for his own good, that a lot of people are trying to get too close. They said with their dogs and even children approaching the elephant seal. And they said they've tried to relocate Emerson, but it hasn't worked. They took this 2-year-old elephant seal. They said he had been appearing on beaches near Victoria, and they said, we got to get him out of here. So they relocated him somewhere up Vancouver Island. And they said 6 days after they moved him 17 miles up the island, he swam back. So he covering some ground. And they said one of the things, the reports they've received that was extremely concerning was, they said one family was trying to get their kid to touch the nose of the seal. They said, not only is this elephant seal bigger than a black bear, he's over 500 pounds and a wild animal. Yeah. And then people, they don't know that.
I think that kid's a snack.
Yeah, they said the fines can reach $100,000. And they said some people can get what they call sealer's finger from touching a seal. And you don't want that. From back in the day, it is a infectious disease that affected the fingers of seal hunters.
Really?
And you don't want that.
Well, don't ever touch a seal.
Don't want that.
All right, I'm going to give you another animal story here. This is kind of an odd one. And this thing involves grumpy sheep. Okay? There is a website. This information was learned on a website for lamb owners. And the Wall Street Journal did a big story on this. And people who have lambs have found that Axe body spray will work for certain issues that they are having with the lamb. And that is Axe body spray on the lamb.
Doesn't that keep everybody at their distance?
A woman who owns a lamb that had become very ill-tempered and was picking on his castrated field mate said the only thing that worked to calm this thing down was Axe body spray. In recent years, some shepherdesses have discovered that Axe body spray has an auxiliary benefit when used among their flocks. It masks the hormones that gets the boys butting heads. A few long sprays of it will settle these things down. And it says the deodorant isn't just for the fellas. The shepherdess has used it to successfully convince ewes to mother orphaned lambs. Ewes identified identified their offspring by scent, and spraying them both confuses the ewe into believing that a lamb is her own. And one shepherdess says Axe was especially helpful after her two sheep were out mating with the ewes when the rams came back from, now this is, I'm quoting, when the guys came back from tupping, they stink. They need a powerful, they have a powerful smell to them. Tupping is, what is it? That's
when they pee on themselves?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I know the male goats will do that. They like to pee on themselves. I don't know if that's the same terminology or whatever, but they will do that. Like they like the smell.
It says it's a quite well-known thing among the women who are shepherdesses that Axe body spray works.
Huh. And this story here is a bummer, but I can't believe it's news. And for the folks that love to restore old cars, this one involves a 1939 Packard business coupe. And this goes back to, this is down in Riverside, California, in a reservoir in Canyon Lake, California. On the 9th of April, it was a perfect, beautiful day. And And they had gone down to shoot some pictures of this guy's classic Packard, his 39 Packard. And they were getting some pictures at the boat ramp there at golden hour when the sun was just perfect. And I don't know, whatever was holding the car from rolling down the ramp let go. And this guy's classic Packard rolled right into down the boat ramp and into the water. It says it wasn't the owner who called the first responders to retrieve the car. The Property Owners Association was tipped off by security personnel who'd spotted an oily sheen on the surface of the water and pulled up surveillance footage of the boat ramp. And then the camera feed saw the Packard sinking into the depths of the boat ramp there. The local fire department was notified about 8 in the morning, and they saw bubbles come of air coming from the car, and they didn't know if there was anybody in there. The owner of the car turned up to the scene some 20 minutes later to let them know the car was unoccupied and was just supposed to be getting photographed. He was very emotional. It was his baby. The shell of the car, you know, the body of it was fine, undamaged. But they said the wiring, interior, and all that had to be completely gone through.
So who's the knuckleheader didn't set the emergency brake, huh?